time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes designed to help you begin your day. John Wesley was traveling along a dark road returning from a preaching engagement. "Halt!" shouted a fierce voice. "Your money or your life!" Well, he didn't have much money, and so he gave it to the man. Just as the man was about to leave, Wesley said, "Stop! I have something more to give you. My friend, you may live to regret this sort of life in which you're engaged. If you ever do, I urge you to remember this. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Years later, at the close of a service, this same man came up to John Wesley. He had trusted the one who died so that he might be forgiven. His life had been changed. To those of you listening by your radio this morning, I'd like to say, my friend, you may live to regret the sort of life you're engaged in now. Maybe you're not living the kind of life that man was, but any life without the Lord Jesus is an empty life. If you ever do, remember, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. The Gospel according to Dr. Luke, and we're reading from the Ronald Knox translation. Then the Lord Jesus went down to Capernaum, which is a city of Galilee, and began teaching them there on the Sabbath. And they were amazed by his teaching. Such was the authority with which he spoke. In the synagogue was a man who was possessed by an unclean spirit, that cried out with a loud voice, "Nay, why dost thou meddle with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Hast thou come to make an end of us? I recognize thee for what thou art, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked it. "Silence," he said, "come out of him." And the unclean spirit threw him into a convulsion before them all and went out of him without doing him any injury. Wonder fell upon them all. They said to one to another, "What is this word of his? See how he has power and authority to lay his command on the unclean spirits, so they come out." And the story of his doing spread into every part of the countryside. Yes, the Lord Jesus is able to change a life. He has all power. Remember what John Wesley said, "My friend, you may live to regret this sort of life in which you're engaged. If you ever do, I urge you to remember this. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin."